BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Hello, the Muff Liquor Company.
I'm so sorry.
The one.
For white wine.
Could this be any more me?
Easy. Radio.
One. Turn on.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm here to enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's an absolute classic.
Behave yourself.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
Here is Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More Kim Petras fans. They are wild. Also, another Ho game. Chris, who's an old diet drink that I used to be really fond of, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it might seem harsh. You're saying it's still on, though.
I think I've seen it, actually,
really?
Recently, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's all on the podcast. And another Where Do You Think They Were? A listener finds out when and where they were made. Today, it's a zoo theme. Can you believe it was a week ago where we found out about Jessie's mum, Pat, who went on a ghost hunt?
You're sort of in a group. You've got one person up the front with a lamp, then the group, and then there's one person behind us with a lamp. So it's completely dark, quite scary, really.
Yeah, they're trying to scare you with it. They're trying to put the willies up you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they did sort of achieve putting the willies up, as you say.
Yeah.
God.
You all right, Jessie?
No, not me. I'm not doing good at all.
Now put yourself in Jesse's place there. That's his mum saying that from her mouth.
Yeah. It was a sort of Halloween special, wasn't it, really? A bit too early for Halloween.
A little bit, yeah. So this is the story of Jesse's conception from last week's show. Then we found out that things really escalated at the B&B they were staying in and around the shower area.
Managing to get out first gave me time to put on my little baby doll outfit, which is a beautiful red sexy tops and knickers with black lace around the edges.
Oh, Jessie,
this is too much.
I know. The worst thing about it is you can't help but see it. You don't want to. But when you explain it, it's horrible.
Sometimes the mums really overshare, don't they?
Yeah. Disgusting!
Disgusting! I'm going to sing Cheryl Lloyd by Cheryl Lloyd. Right, okay, we've got another Where Do You Think They Were coming up at 1:40. Remember, there's still time for you to apply. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just 20 minutes into the show and people are already saying, where's Nathaniel from yesterday?
He was the man.
He was. We will get him on again, definitely. This is our caller on Bangers yesterday.
Massive.
Yes, Nathaniel. Go on, me and Nathaniel.
You know what reminds me of? Reminds me of Goose Fair when I was about 15.
Yeah, man.
Outside the waltzers, just banging it on bare chicks and all that.
So good. Scott Mills.
So Sophie works on the show. It's her last day today on the show. So she's made us... she's so arts and crafty. She's made us some bespoke pens, which are literally biros with... pictures of our faces on
it's lovely,
on the
but
end.
It's bizarre.
Sellotapes to them.
I can't even imagine how she's come up with this idea.
Well, what a lovely parting gift.
No, it's lovely, but
I
normally...
We probably should have got something for you,
yeah,
not
but
the other
it.
Way around.
Normally what happens is there's presents, you know, we do some... and busy day. But also, there's last day of school vibes, isn't there? So the person that is sometimes moving on to another show might bring in a packet of sweets or something for everyone to
enjoy.
Can
I ask, what inspired these pens?
It's bizarre.
Because sometimes I've got a bit of a weird pen with like a ball on the end of it or something. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'll let you guys have a fun pen as well.
Right, great.
Well, it's a fun pen. That's what she's calling it. It's a biro with a picture of, in my case, my face attached to the top of it. And in your case, a picture of yours.
They were very cheap to make. Very cheap.
Finding them slightly intimidating. I'm not going to lie. A little bit odd, but thank you so much. Thank you.
But as presents go, really well, weird. I actually would challenge anyone to show us a weirder present than what we've just received.
I just put it on my Instagram for everyone to see. I suggest you have a look, because it's just a bit odd, but yeah.
Scott Mills.
It is time for another edition of Where Do You Think They Were? Radio's only and number one conception feature. It happens every Thursday. There's nothing wrong with finding out where and when you are made. It's the most natural thing in the world. So, if you want to know, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Think about it. At some point, your parents did have to do it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Those are the facts.
Well, statistically, you're right there.
I am. Yeah, definitely am.
Also, you know what? Can't leave it to other people. There's enough people listening to this right now who have cool enough parents that you could bring onto this and just take one for the team and find out how it works.
New people born every day. With every one of those births, there is a conception. We're here for the conception story.
We're not about the birth, we're just about how you were made.
Not interested.
Hello, Alison.
Hello.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Chester.
Okay. Now, was it you that applied for this, or was it one of your parents?
Well, my mum told me to email in, but I don't think she thought I was actually going to.
This is great, because what this means is that your mum has a story that she wants to tell. Finally, there's a feature on the radio which allows her to do so. So she's given you a nudge and been like, look, get in touch with them. I need to tell you some things. And that's what we're here for today. This is going to be good.
I always ask this, but Alison, do you have any idea about the location or what happened exactly?
I literally don't know a thing.
No, right, okay. You are going to get one of our special limited edition stickers. Do you want to describe the stickers that people get when they enter this?
Yeah, the sticker just has the words, my parents told me how I was conceived on Radio 1. And then there's a beautiful picture of two little sperms. And on the sort of round end of the sperms, the heads, if you will, it's my face and it's Scott's face on the end of the sperm. They're just like the little bodies swimming towards the egg.
Swim.
Oh my god.
Really proud of these stickers, actually. I've always wanted to be a sperm.
The problem is we've got a lot of them, so we need a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you what this is like? This is our version of the Blue Peter badge.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Email scott.mills at bbc.co.uk. Okay, Alison, how old are you?
26.
And who are we speaking to today?
My mum. Her name's Linda.
Good mum name.
Great mum names, really strong. Okay, we'll speak to Linda next.
Scott Mills.
This is Where Do You Think They Were on BBC Radio 1. Alison's here, hi.
Hi.
Right, are you sitting comfortably?
Hello.
Because we are about to find out where and when you were made, Alison.
Oh, gosh, yes, go on.
All right.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Linda.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I am really excited.
Got a wild one here.
Because I really don't care.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is great. I love it when the mums really step up.
I like it when the mums don't care.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Going in.
She gives zero, Linda.
What's tricky about this feature is I sometimes think the daughter and the mum, or sometimes the son and the dad, they can sound quite similar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite confusing to work out who's who. But then sometimes I like to imagine then, are there parallels in stories? Is it like mother like daughter? Is it like father like son?
Okay.
Alison, would you say you are quite like your mum, Linda?
I would say no, but everybody that meets us says that we are very alike.
Okay, right. And Linda, what are your thoughts on that?
I'm hoping to God she's nothing like me.
Oh, okay. This is going to be great.
Here we go. Linda's getting loose, people. Let's get into this.
Okay, cue the sexy music. Good luck, Alison. I'll keep checking in on you.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, Linda, let's take it back to where it began.
Well, it began, I was running a public house, a new business, really, really busy, but it was time to make a baby.
Okay, so it's very kind of, would you say formulaic, almost business-like?
I would say business-like, maybe like a military campaign.
Right, so like, yeah, okay, that's what I mean, a military operation, no enjoyment at all, just get it made.
Just get it done, let's just get this business on the way.
Yep.
So we decided to hire agency staff and we decided we'd take a midweek break, we couldn't have the weekend off. Because we were too busy, so we went to the hotel at Marwell's Inn, the 14th and 15th of July, 1992.
Why? So what about the zoos getting you going? I don't understand. So you're choosing to go for, by the sounds of it, this is all to, you know, with one purpose. Why the zoo?
Well,
is that?
Do you know,
that...
I can't remember why we ended up at Marwell Zoo, but I do remember that's where we ended up, to the nice hotel there.
Yeah.
With all the elephants there and
but
that.
Was that your suggestion?
The tigers. No, I think it might have been.
Was it?
I think it might have been.
You've got a thing about zoos, Linda.
I do. I like a good zoo. Oh, my God.
I have strong associations with that zoo. My mum got married one of the times there. And,
did she?
Yeah, at the zoo.
Got married at the zoo.
Yeah,
so, you see?
Yeah. Listen, it's not the worst thing your mum can do at the zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
She did get married.
Too right, Alison.
She got married at the zoo.
Hang on a minute. So she got married at the zoo?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just trying to imagine what this looked like, right?
Don't.
No. No, because I'm sure some people do get married at the zoo.
No, she did. We were in the hotel, the same one that Linda's talking
I'm
about.
I'm sort of imagining little penguins waddling over with the rings, that kind of thing. All quite sort of Mary Poppins. Mad. Didn't you open the cheetah enclosure there as well?
Yes, I did. And if you go there, you can see, you can put your hand in my handprint.
I heard that you asked for the handprint to be made bigger.
No, that's not true. I do have big hands. people do say to me when they visit that enclosure, I get a lot of tweets about it. Scott, aren't your hands big? And yeah. I say, and I reply, yes, they are. I do.
Linda, back to you. You're at the zoo, right? There's a hotel at the zoo.
Yeah.
The weekend is all about this one purpose, okay?
Yeah.
So where do you start then? Are you going for a little look around the zoo or what's going on?
So we dropped our stuff off at the hotel and part of the package was that you could have, you know, a free day at the zoo. So off we went and we looked at all the animals. Somehow we ended up with a crazy golf.
Oh my God. Oh, Alison.
You know, we're going to be very competitive.
Alison, are you okay?
God, I think we might be heading
towards it. Yes,
I think
Linda?
We know what you started.
Go on, Linda.
No. Well, we started to row actually because of his hole in one. I said it wasn't.
Yeah, talk about a hole in one.
There's the hole in one.
He said it was a hole in one. I said it wasn't. We had a bit of a row. I said we're supposed to be here to, you know, make love, not war.
Oh, my God.
And so I think there may have been an alfresco moment behind the windmill.
Behind the windmill?
Yeah, but it was quite a big windmill.
No, I can picture it. I've seen it. I know that windmill. And you were behind it. Right, OK. I feel we all need to have a little break now and let all this sink in. Alison, Linda, wait right there.
Scott Mills.
Alison, daughter, hi.
Hello.
Linda, mum, hello.
Hi.
This is Where Do You Think They Were? You join us at Marwell Zoo in Hampshire, where Alison's mum and dad are staying in the hotel zoo for the weekend. They visited some animals and they've had a game of crazy golf and had a little alfresco moment behind the windmill.
Can I just check, the alfresco moment behind the windmill during the crazy golf, that's not the moment, is it? There's more to come.
I mean, there was a lot of alfresco moments that weekend.
Well, let's discuss.
How are you, Alison?
I'm not too sure, guys, to be honest.
Well, it sounds like your mum's not too sure about exactly, was the moment.
It sounds like there's multiple occasions, that's why.
So there was once by the golf course, you've had a lovely look round the zoo. You know, that must be the day. So what are you doing in the afternoon, evening? You're doing a lovely stay at the hotel, aren't you?
So then in the evening, he arranged a lovely dinner to be brought to the room. So we had lobster.
Oh!
I think he had steak. I think we'd had a very special bottle of crystal champagne we'd been saving.
And was there any music playing?
Yeah, our favourite song, which was Starship. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. That was our
literally
song.
Nothing would stop you, not even a windmill.
Memories.
What animals were around you, Linda?
Oh, there was some tigers, various antelopes, I believe.
Right, don't have a
noise for that.
Yeah, no.
What?
You two were the rabbits.
Yeah.
That we were possibly the rabbits.
Did you, at any point, did the animals sort of do something to you spiritually? I'm interested in this. Did he possibly take on the sort of the lion character? It sounds to me he was eating steak.
Yeah.
Seems all very primal.
Primal? I'm not sure primal came into it, really.
And
quick.
Pardon?
Oh, my God.
What did you say?
No, it was very quick.
It was quick. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. And here, I've got to ask, because I always find this weird. Linda, were any of the animals watching?
No.
When he says the animals were watching, I don't imagine the animals were in the room. Like, it always puts you off your stride, but if like a cat or a dog comes in, right?
Yeah. But
to be in a zoo, if you're out on the mini golf course, I don't know the layout, but I'm imagining there's some sort of animals looking around.
Well, of course there would have been the odd nosy giraffe, the curious hippo, the horny snake.
So pervy, man. Like, they're just up there. Do you know what I mean? Looking around, pretending to nibble on trees.
Yeah.
My concern would be, Linda, is that animals talk as well.
Yeah. Did you notice any, like, maybe, like, rhinos, like, getting together and in huddles, going, like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the monkeys pointed at us a few times. Yeah. I think, you know, we were definitely the talk of the zoo, I think.
A rhino with a massive horn.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, Linda, it sounds like the conception of Alison was like something off planet Earth.
It really was.
And that's no offence to yourself. I just mean because you were surrounded by the animals.
Mm. Well, you know when you're asking us of a mother-like daughter, she did ask for a year pass to the zoo. Oh my God. Christmas last year.
There we are.
So maybe, you know.
Okay, I think we're done here, guys. So, yeah. Alison, how are you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit concerned, really.
I think it's fine. It's a bit of alfresco, that's all, outside.
A bit of alfresco, yeah.
It's all fine, except yeah. I'm supposed to go to the zoo next weekend and my boyfriend's going to expect a completely different day out after hearing
Scott Mills. It's the Who game. It's me, Chris, and a bunch of Radio 1 listeners head-to-head. We all keep going until we run out of Who's, or if the dreaded timer sounds, let's play. You go first today, I think.
All right, I'm throwing this one up in the air. I'm ready for a super serve. It goes up in the air. I'm about to connect with my racket, and I'm going to serve up this Who slim fast.
I used to be on that a lot.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
I think it was just before my time, but it's something in the back of my memory. I remembered it.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have the shakes and the they used to have, like, pasta meals as
did
well.
They?
Yeah, it's when I did early breakfast back in the day.
I don't think it's still on.
Is it not? I think it might be.
Maybe, I don't know. You'll go.
The only gay in the village.
Bloody hell, Mavanui, I'm so down.
Oh, why is that, David?
Don't you know I'm the only gay in this village? Oh, I just dream of the day I can meet other gays who know what it's like to be a gay.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Line one, who's that?
It's Michael, 26 from Rochdale.
Yes, Michael, what are you saying?
Ending a text with TB.
TB, text back.
Yeah, sometimes WB, right back. More classy.
I never did WB.
Right back, WB.
Line two, who's that?
It's Hayley from Wiltshire.
Yes, Hayley.
Itching your chin when someone's lying at school.
Yeah, the caress of the chin there.
Great one. Especially if you were really angry with them at the same time, you do it really overly aggressive. like doing the chin. Like.
Line three, who's that?
Nessa from Plymouth.
Oh, Nessa, what are you saying? Oh.
Gareth Gates. Hey!
Saw him recently, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. At Butlins.
Is he still doing the spiky hair thing?
Not so much, no.
Spirit in the Sky?
He's buff, though.
Unchained Melody.
Yeah, all that. Line four, who's that?
It's Jack from Surrey.
Go on, Jack.
Playing Buckaroo?
Also, have you seen that pubs now sometimes have, like, board games in?
Mm.
I was in a pub the other day near me and they had Operation. Do you remember, like, having to, like, bzz, around the body?
It's a terrible game, that, for the pub, because it's not a very good drinking game, because it relies on precision, doesn't it?
It does. Back to you.
My go?
Yeah.
Throwing underwear at celebrities.
However, the other night at Newmarket, we had ties thrown at us.
Yeah.
At the race course.
Hendu sashes.
But we were wearing hen party sashes.
It's rare you get a panty or a bra.
Can you not say panty, please? Okay, me. Housewives going around patting their bottom when they went to the supermarket.
Asda Price.
It was always Housewives as well, wasn't it?
Right, we're still going strong. Let's break. Back in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we are halfway through the Who game. Going strong so far. Let's continue. Back to the phone lines. Michael, hi.
Hi.
Go.
Miss Dynamite.
It's Dynamite. Hayley!
Fruit of the Loom.
Are they t-shirts?
Yeah.
I definitely had. And jumpers. Fruit of the Home. Nessa!
When Scott Mills did a show with David Hasselhoff.
Several shows, actually.
Yeah.
You lived with him, he lived with you.
Yeah, he didn't live with me.
He did live with you.
He didn't live with me. Never did.
He urinated in your mother's bush.
Yeah, but he didn't live at my house. He just went to my mum's house.
Oh, he just visited on
yeah,
one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but I did live in his house. It's still available on YouTube, actually. Quite a good show. Jack!
An iPod Nano. Nanha!
Oh, there's a timer. Okay, let's be quick. Chris!
Say it, don't spray it.
Owen Eoghan Owen Quigg. Remember him?
I do remember Eoghan.
Went out with Diana Vickers for a bit.
Hello.
Michael.
Nasty Nick writing down nominations in Big Brother.
Hayley.
Chris Moore Show.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah, fair enough.
Nessa.
Banner's Watch.
Yes, Banner's Watch. Jack.
The Harlem Shake.
That's it. We are out of time. Once again, a very strong Who game. Thanks to all involved. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, Hayley, Nessa, Jack.
Bye bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've got another banana passer.
You what?
We've got Thomas, right? His mum's been on. Driving test earlier this morning. Tested the banana theory out. Had a banana. Went and passed. 100% down to eating that banana beforehand. We've said it before, we'll say it again. Have a banana, you'll pass.
That's well good. Congrats. On other bits of admin, can I just quickly say that when I called Lewis Capaldi a melt,
it's not gone down that well.
A bit of a backlash about it.
Yeah, people really like him.
Yeah,
a lot.
As do I.
Yeah, when we love him. Yeah,
music's a bit melty at times.
It's not all about the music, Chris.
But that's what I'm saying. I've wrongly said he was a melt. What I meant was he produces melty music.
Do you want him to come on the show again? Serious.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hey, Sophie.
Hi.
What's going on?
Not a lot. Just pulled over on the M25.
Okay. And you're going on holiday tomorrow?
I am, yes.
Where are you going?
Yeah. I'm going to Benidorm.
Ah.
Never been. Always just driven straight past it. Seen it. Never been. Have you,
Chris?
Well,
it's meant to be good weather, so.
Oh, it'd be nice, yeah.
Is it good weather at this time? I was worried that you might have missed the good weather.
I hope so.
No, you'll be good. But is all the entertainment and stuff on as well? Is that wrapped up now the summer's done?
I don't think so. We're going into like a kiddie place, so it should be all right.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Right, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I'd say 50-50.
Okay. What do you do for a job?
I'm a courier, I drive a van.
Okay, cool. So how long have you got off work?
I'm off for the whole week that I'm away, and then I'm back as soon as I get back.
Sophie, let me tell you, right, you're all good. It's 27 degrees in Benidorm right now.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we should all be a bit more Sophie then, because I'd love a little break.
Right, 27.
Oh, my dad paid for it all.
Oh, bless. All right, yeah. Listen, this is what I've got for you. Will this get you in the holiday mood? This is my banger. Rihanna and Neo, Hate That I Love You.
Wow, throwback.
I do like it.
Mate, I remember this on shuffle on my iPod.
Yeah.
iPod. Oh.
Good one, though.
Oh, great. I love Neo. Dude, do you know what? Like, I remember he was one of the first people I met on the show as well when I started at Radio 1. I just thought he was the nicest bloke. He tried to teach me to dance and everything.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, what a dude.
Okay, so that's my offering.
Great shout. Okay, you can have that, Sophie, or you can have my banger choice, which is this.
Oh.
I've gone for a throwback as well. This is Heard It All Before, Sunshine Anderson.
Oh, such good choices.
Thanks.
It's what we do.
Okay. What are we going for?
Oh, God, this is so difficult.
It's tough, that one.
I absolutely love both of them songs. Oh, golly.
Oh, golly.
Right, I'm going to have to go with Chris, I'm afraid. Oh.
I was not expecting
all week.
That.
All week.
Yeah. Come home late, it seems you barely
beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. You there, I challenge you to a game of What's My Age Again? No, really, this is the actual future.
Play What's My Age Again versus Greg James right now.
If you think you've got what it takes, and by that I mean a certain smart speaker, just say,
ask the BBC to play What's My Age Again.
And let the game begin. Give it a try.
genuinely annoyed.
We had a horrible situation here in the studio where Scott just sat in silence looking at me for the last few minutes.
It's a staring game that I like to do every now and again.
Do you know what? Can I just say, I thought your choice was...
better.
I would have, not better. No, no. I deserve to win all week, but I would like to hear yours. So I don't know what the crack is here, whether we... whether we're allowed or not.
Well, normally
I feel like we get people angry if we play.
Normally I would put it back in next week, but I'm not here next week.
Well, that's what I mean.
You and Jordan North.
It's a long wait.
It is, and I'll just forget.
So perhaps maybe we find a place for it somewhere in the show. Can we slip it in? Anyone, please? Sophie's last show here. Will?
It is
Sophie's last
show. Would you like to hear Rihanna?
Oh, look, he's doing the thumb, you know, like off of Caesar.
Sophie, would you like to hear Rihanna and Neo?
Yeah.
Chris, would you like to hear Rihanna and Neo?
I'd like to hear it.
Will, would you like to hear Rihanna
and Neo? Well, one sec. Let producer Will do the Caesar thumb. You know what that is? In the middle there? Wobbling?
Would you like to hear?
It's not for me, Scott.
Right,
it's a down.
Hang on, no. Well, I would like to hear... No, right. Chris would like to hear Rihanna and Neo.
I'd like to hear it.
Sophie would like to hear Rihanna and Neo. I would like to hear Rihanna and Neo.
A lot of people messaging in right now would like to hear it.
Please, can we please have some Rihanna and Neo, please?
Here we go. This is what we do.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Made a mockery of this feature. If someone decides one way, you can't just re-decide. Wow, or can you? Wow. That was Neo and Rihanna, Hey That I Love You, on BBC Radio 1. Sounded good, that, I thought.
Actually, but, it didn't ruin the result, because actually she wanted it both ways. She said that she'd like both songs.
She said she was 50-50. So, yeah, I'm happy with that. I thought it sounded awesome. Really good.
No, I still feel like the people decided in a weird kind of way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kim Petras is absolutely loving what we're doing this week.
Yeah.
Reading her tweets like all the time.
Well, it's great because all the Kim Petras fans are so descriptive in their tweets that they've been sending me and Scott since this song became Tune of the Week. And it's lovely. But amazing that she's also listening to the show and loving hearing these tweets as well.
Yeah.
So she's got right involved.
She's like, your messages to Scott and Chris are the cutest.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some more, Kim.
But they're great.
Yeah. We got some more.
So positive.
Yeah. I mean, what positive fans they are.
Look at your impact, though. You've left your mark on our lives and will continue to do so for many years to come. Happy to be here and witness you grow and dominate, baby.
We were going to switch the voice up, I thought.
No,
but no,
don't.
We've stuck
Never
with it.
Never switch the voice
no,
up.
Fine.
Here's another enthusiastic Kim Petras fan.
Talented, brilliant, incredible, amazing, show-stopping, spectacular, never the same, totally unique, completely not ever been done before. Unafraid to reference or not reference, put it in a blender, sit on it, vomit on it, eat it, give birth to it.
Ah, that's one of the best.
Oh, there's more.
Serving looks and snatching wigs for days. We stan an always fashionable queen.
Yeah.
You are so amazing, Kim. I can't believe that you followed me. You're truly a part of my heart and soul. This absolutely means so, so much. I love you, Kim Petras.
And there's hundreds of others like that.
Never loved nobody harder. Forever.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look at your impact, though.
Oh, I love it. Kim Petras, Icy on BBC Radio 1, my tune of the week. That has grown on so many people.
It's nice seeing whole fan groups getting properly mobilised and, you know, almost hassling us on Radio 1 like they have been doing. It's great. What support?
Stan? Do you know what? We are always here to help you. No problem is too small or too large. I'm just an email away, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We sort loads of stuff on this show, sorting people's lives out. I really enjoy it. It gives me life.
Yeah. Well, I like to feel that we're a positive influence on everyone listening right now. I hope so, anyway.
I mean, if I think back to all the people that I've helped over the years on this show, It would be worthy maybe of like some kind of like OBE or something.
Okay, you're going too far now. Now what you're saying is that rather than just doing it because you like helping people or like the idea of helping people, is that actually you feel you should be rewarded for it?
Well, every year that list does come out and I'm like, really?
Yeah. I think if you were meant to be on it, you'd be on it.
I'm hoping that once William becomes in charge...
you think it might change?
Could change, because been on the show.
Well, I agree, maybe.
I'm just holding out for that, but anyway.
Maybe.
I'm just putting it, let me just put it out there, do you know what I mean? Publicly, for the first time. And then, you know, once you put stuff out there, things sometimes happen, don't they?
I've heard, with the honours and all that, it's one of those, if you ask, you don't get.
Okay, I'm not asking. Just saying.
I think you've ruled yourself asking. Out now.
Greg, how can we help you today?
So I've got a bit of a romantic kind of love problem, really.
Okay.
I've been seeing this girl for a few months, and we've been dating the last couple of weeks, and it's, you know, it's all going well, and I think she's interested, which is great.
Okay. Does she know you're doing this on the radio?
No, she doesn't. Oh. I just needed some help from a higher source, let's say.
Well, that's us. Okay.
So you think she likes you?
Yeah, it's all going well, but just something hit me, a dilemma that I can't seem to sort out. Yeah, so a few days ago, she was saying that it's her parents' 30th wedding anniversary. I think she was trying to let me know that I was kind of invited. And then as time went on, she gave more information. She said it'll be all my extended family. And
it's sweet, though, that she's invited you.
Yeah, and I think it's sweet. And I think it's nice that obviously she trusts me enough to meet the family and the parents. But part of me just panics and goes, you know, what are they going to think of me?
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a fool in love, really. I've been on dates before where I've spilt drinks and I've said the wrong thing, or I've fallen over and just kind of generally embarrassed myself.
I've done all of those, Greg, and I'm in a relationship, so you don't need to worry.
I've never been in a relationship, so I mean, it's always at uni I study music and I sing and songwrite. So my mum said that I just need to meet someone who'll make me write happier songs instead of just kind of slow ballads.
Oh my god, Greg, my heart's breaking.
This
man.
Is great. So what you're saying is this is all new to you.
Yeah, it's all new to me, and it's just kind of like I expected maybe just to go around for dinner and meet the parents that way, and it was slow time, and at the same time, I don't want to turn her down because I don't want to seem that I'm not interested, but at the same time, it's a big kind of, it's like, whoa, it's not just the parents, it's the whole family, cousins, aunties, uncles.
Mate,
and
it is a lot, isn't it?
Greg, it's a bit family deep, this, isn't it? What you don't want to be doing is at the party, couple of drinks, you're flipping the gran over and going Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the worry that I say, or like I say, I'd do the wrong thing.
Do you remember that ex I used to have?
Which one?
The one. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a terrible, yeah. Nothing, I can't.
What, one that you were involved in? Like a story where
no,
you...
it was just...
Yeah. Well, look, I
involved me giving the mum a fireman's lift. And...
That's the thing, because what happens is you're in a family scenario. Everything feels loving and comfortable because everyone is like that with each other because they're family. And then, Greg, you step in and you don't know your place. You forget that you're just seeing that person and suddenly, you know, it's all going wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just...
Over the shoulder. What, hey, Scott.
Greg, what are you like after a couple of drinks?
Are you... What kind of character you like after a couple? Are you like a firework, as in a couple of drinks, and actually you turn into something wonderful?
Just a second. Would you describe me as a firework after a couple of drinks?
I would... Yeah, well, I would say... Actually, I would say you're like a firework
to
in
a
the
point.
Sense that what happens, there's... a very brief amount of time where you are wonderful to be around. Honestly, it is beautiful what goes on
but
there.
But not for long.
But then after that, it's game over. Do you know what I mean? We might as well all walk home.
Yeah.
The firework display is over.
Yeah,
let's all walk
got
away.
It. Yeah, got it.
You know, it's like, a bit of a mess, like, that's been left.
Yeah, it's like it was a great firework display, but then it rained.
It was great.
Yeah.
But it's time to walk away.
So, Greg, are you asking us should you go or not?
Like I said, I've asked flatmates and I've asked friends and they've not been too helpful.
Greg, back with you in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's the girl you're seeing's parents' 30th wedding anniversary coming up this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday, yeah.
And you are invited, but it's her and it's her whole extended family, everybody.
Yeah, it's everyone from... She's got family in Amsterdam and Cornwall and all over the shop, so it's everyone, really.
Now, Greg's never been in a relationship before, so it's all kind of new to him, and obviously we are neutral, so we don't know you, so that's why you've come to us. There's a bit of like advice from people that you don't really know. Greg, here's my question.
Yep.
Do you like this girl?
that's put me on the spot. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing how it's going. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, so to say. But
okay, there we go.
Okay. But then, it makes me sound unfaithful and not good. But I'm just I don't want to run before I can walk. That's the official answer.
Early days is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Can you see it going anywhere?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, she's lovely, and she gets me, and it's all good.
In that case, you've got to go.
Oh yeah, that's ultimately what I want to do. But at the same time, it's just that awkwardness.
So it's tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Yeah.
What's your worst case scenario? Think about it like this, Greg. What's the worst thing that could happen?
Fit cousin, probably.
I've got two left feet, so probably being something clumsy, tripping someone up, tripping. She's got a 96-year-old grandmother, and I'm scared to God that I'll put the chair out, or she'll trip over me, and I'll spill a drink.
Stay away from her.
This is why my friends call me Scott Spills, because there's always if there's a drink to be spilt or someone to trip over, that'll be me.
Yeah, likewise, he would drop a gran in that situation.
Definitely would. So have we made a decision for you or not?
He's got to go.
I think you've got to go.
I think I've got to go. I think I've just got to bite the bullet and just go, I think.
I think if you like her, then you've got to go. It shows like that you're happy with her, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, or at very least, I'll just suggest it and go, look, I'm up for going if you'd like me to be there.
Absolutely. Greg?
Yep.
I'm not here next week, but Chris and Jordan will be, and they'll check back in with you on Monday to make sure everything's fine and the grandma's still intact.
Yep, all good. I can give them a full report.
Scott Mills.
So Greg, we spoke to earlier, doesn't know whether to go to this family party or not with the girl he's been seeing for a matter of weeks. We said go.
Yeah,
because he likes her.
I think so. Tricky situation, I know.
What are you saying, Ryan?
So about 7 years ago, I went to a girlfriend at the time's dad's 50th birthday and got so drunk I got escorted away.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I decided it was a good idea to heckle him during his speech.
What are you doing?
What you've done there, though, is you've got over-comfortable in the situation because everyone's comfortable with each other, but that's family.
Yeah, it's
and you're family. Not family yet.
You're not family.
So I definitely wasn't.
It's one of those that had you heckled maybe 3-4 years into the relationship, everyone would have been laughing. Could have been the funniest thing ever.
Oh, look at Ryan. He's a bit drunk. He's heckling.
Yeah.
Not a few weeks in.
Early doors, No. You're not in the circle of trust yet.
So you are saying do go, but stay sober.
Yeah, stay away from that bar. It's a dangerous place to be.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm back on the official chart tomorrow from 4. Next week, you've got Jordan North with Chris, and I'll see you the week after. Hey, hey, hey.